Well, hello, hello, hello. Mondays always make me feel like I miss Fridays. How about you?
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. We're gonna have some fun, show you how it's done. TGIF.
3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Daily Chit Chat.
Join us every weekday as we talk about what's streaming,
what we're loving,
where we're going,
and maybe some obscure references.
Let's chit-chat. We'll, in editing, that will sound perfect.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, we're here with a little blast from the past. Yeah, it's Monday, but we're talking about Friday.
Yes.
It's the year 2020, but we're talking about the year 1997.
Yeah.
With a classic TGIF Halloween lineup.
Ooh. Yeah, they did Halloween bashes and little parties for TGIF every year. And boy, in 1997, were they lucky as heck, because Halloween landed on that Friday. So these episodes all aired October 31st, 1997, on TGIF. So they were required to make their Halloween episodes for that lineup.
Also, lucky for TGIF, 3 out of the 4 shows kind of already had like a supernatural, otherworldly, fantastical kind of element to them. So
yes.
Real easy to do a Halloween night of programming.
Right? It's almost like they had the first year of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and they're like, people like that. Let's make a teenage angel. Let's make a genie. So they like really, the only quote unquote normal show, which sometimes had some supernatural elements, but most likely was grounded, or most often was grounded in reality, was Boy Meets World. But all the others are magical shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy Meets World is a, other than them recasting the character of Morgan, but don't get me started.
Love
yeah,
that.
Boy Meets World was a reality-based, not a reality show, but a show based in real people.
Based in the world, yeah. And not a supernatural, yeah.
Funnily enough, Richard, I have a very, very clear memory of this actual night of October 31st,
really?
1997. Yeah, it was just like a lot of significant things happened. So we were hosting an exchange student from Wales at the time. She only stayed with us for a month. It was not a long exchange.
Mm-hmm.
But we were hosting an exchange student from Wales, Emma. She was great. And also, I was on the dance team at the time, and it was, like Halloween's like a big deal. So we had performed a big thriller themed / Men in Black mashup.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At the big football game. And so, I just remember like went to school, after hours for the game. We got ready, we performed at halftime, hung out with my friends afterwards, and then I came home because I was like cold and tired from being outside in just like my dance team outfit, which was not very warm.
Right.
I remember coming home and like warming up and being like, oh, fun, TGIF is on. And then I think after that, like I took Emma out and we just like, I mean, we didn't do anything crazy because I was,
right,
I just turned 17. So, nothing really to be done, but we just like drove around and it was fun. But TGIF was part of that memory. I remember coming home and the rest of my family was watching TGIF.
I love that. Yeah, they're family-friendly shows. And a lot of them were kind of sitcom-y. And then as we found out in 97, they were sitcom-y with a twist, because mm-hmm. a lot of these shows had magical elements. So we're going to cover the first couple episodes of the TGIF lineup and then save the next 2 for tomorrow, right?
Yes, yes. TGIF classically has 4 shows in it. So yeah, we're going to do half of it today. We'll do half of it tomorrow. On deck, up next for today, we're going to talk about an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. We're also going to talk about an episode of Boy Meets World.
Yes.
So Let's start with Sabrina the Teenage Witch. This is season 2, episode 7. A river of candy corn runs through it.
Which is a great title because it references a plot point in the episode and also references the river runs through it. So like they were clever with that little title.
Yes, yes. So we've got
it
a
wasn't
cold
called
open.
Halloween.
No, no. So we start with a cold open, which they did, I think, in every episode of Sabrina's Teenage Witch had a cold open with,
I believe so,
Sabrina. It was usually Sabrina and her aunts or Sabrina and Salem. And it was establishing something kind of funny, contrasting the mortal world and the other realm. So we see Sabrina and her aunts, Hilda and Zelda. They're in the living room. The living room doesn't have the couch or their armchairs in it. And the aunts say, we're waiting for a furniture delivery. Sabrina's like, is Halloween going to be weird this year? They're like, no, we're not going to travel to the other realm. We're just going to stay at home. It'll just be like a quiet evening. And Sabrina's like, hey, Mac, maybe I'll actually have like a fun, normal Halloween for once.
Mm-hmm.
And then the furniture arrives. It's coming from the other realm. So it just magically zaps down with the magic of television.
Right.
And then that's it. Then we cut to the opening sequence.
As if.
And now we're back, and Sabrina's at school, and there's Mean Libby. What's Mean Libby talking about?
Oh, would you come to my Halloween party, jocks? Oh, I don't want any freaks to be there.
And then Valerie and Sabrina are like, as if she doesn't know we're listening to her and we know she's calling us freaks. Ew. This is the second season, so Jenny has magically vanished and now Valerie is Sabrina's.
I miss Jenny. Jenny was so great.
Me too. I miss Jenny too. She was a good bestie for Sabrina. Then Valerie comes and she's okay, but you know.
Well, the difference between Jenny and Valerie is, yeah, so for whatever reason, you know, Libby likes to call Sabrina and her friends freaks.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny definitely leaned more towards the freak thing.
Yeah,
but
she's
Jenny
free-spirited.
Was,
yeah.
She was. She didn't really care, whereas Valerie's primary defining characteristic is she was insecure.
Right. Yeah. So they swapped out some of the quirkiness for like a more relatable, like she's still a pretty girl. Like they're all very pretty.
They're
too.
All conventionally like, gorgeous.
So it's really weird that Libby looks at girls that look like her and say, you guys are freaks.
Yes. And they also dressed in the main kind of fashion style of the time.
Yeah.
Sabrina gets together with Harvey, who is very good looking. I think he also plays football. Like nobody's doing anything outside of the standard American high school norm, but that's neither here nor there.
Sure.
Who knows why Libby is the way she is.
No, we just don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, so
Valerie,
poor Valerie,
invents a party at Sabrina's house.
Yes. She doesn't want the cool kids. Well, this must be before Sabrina and Harvey are dating, because there is one of the jocks, one of the football players, and Sabrina and Valerie are like, oh, he's so cute. He has a name. I can't even remember what his name is. But
no, I can't remember either.
They're like, oh, cute boy is so cute. And he said hi to me. And I said, back to him.
Right. And he's like 30 in real life.
Yes. Well, so was Melissa Joan Hart. So it's all good.
Yeah. She was already not a teenager.
So Valerie blurts out, Sabrina's having a party too. And Sabrina's like, no, I'm not. I can't have people over. But word gets around. And so Sabrina's like, okay, fine. Let me just ask my aunts. And she thinks her aunts are going to say no. But what
and
do...
And they don't.
Nope. Hilda and Zelda are like, great.
They're like, let's have mortals over. That'll be relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun.
We can try this candy corn recipe.
Yes. Yes. They're standing at a cauldron in the kitchen. And they're going to make a candy corn recipe. I would like to take a break from discussing the plot to say, so now they're back at Sabrina's house. So it's, you know, like a couple hours before the party or whatever. I love Sabrina's outfit. A classic combo, black turtleneck with a shift dress. And then she's wearing black tights.
Nice.
Black shoes. I love it.
It's really cute. It was really trendy for that time as well.
But still would look great today.
It's classic.
Yeah, yeah. So great job with wardrobing. And the dress she's wearing, it's not all orange, but it's got some aspects of orange to it. So it's like a very mature but cute Halloween look.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to when we discussed the Office Halloween episode. You could wear that to work.
For sure.
On Halloween day. And you're not in costume, but you look like you remembered it was Halloween.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have to get to the point of the episode where it's like, oops, the magic of Sabrina and the other realm are going to come into a major catastrophic clash with the mortal world.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem that is happening to Sabrina? What's the big problem that now she's embarrassed to have people over?
Yes. For one, turns out, like you said, it kind of tailspins, nosedives. The furniture turns out to be talking furniture. And Sabrina's like, there are people that were turned into furniture? They're like, no, they're furniture that can talk. And then she's like, okay, that's weird. And then Sam's like, yeah, duh. Why would you ever think that people could turn into other objects? And then she's like, okay, cool. And then they find it out, not only does the furniture talk and you can't get them to shut up. When they tried to move them, they realized they had a termite problem, but there are other realm termites that are really little guys that are, you know, speaking in New York accents and eating all the wood items in the house at a magic rate of very quickly. And then... the other things that happen throughout the evening while we're trying to host mortals at Sabrina's house is Halloween carolers come to the party. And then
from the other
the
realm.
Aunts actually accidentally quadrupled the recipe. Oh, yeah, from the other realm. They accidentally quadrupled the candy corn recipe. And so now there's candy corn spewing out everywhere. And this is the classic Sabrina running around the house like a chicken with her head cut off saying, gotta go. I can explain this. Gotta go. Yeah. And it's just, she's so paranoid that the mortals are going to find out everything's enchanted and that they're witches.
Yes. Yeah. And her two best buds. So Harvey can't come to the party because he forgot. He promised his parents he was going to take his brother trick or treating. So
right.
Harvey can't come. And then Valerie comes, but she comes wearing a full on mascot style duck costume. And then I did not buy this for why she couldn't change. So she like is embarrassed because nobody else is wearing a costume. She's like, everybody's going to laugh at me. She runs and hides up in Sabrina's room. And then Sabrina's like, well, let's just take the costume off. And she says, my mom sewed me into it, which is, come on, writers of Sabrina. That was a lame excuse because Sabrina and Valerie are clearly the same size. Sewing someone into a costume.
She should have just been able to change into clothes. Yeah.
Right. Like sewing someone into a costume just means that instead of having a zipper, someone sewed it. That's all it means. And so it just means her mom's going to have to cut her out of the costume eventually. That doesn't ruin the costume.
Exactly.
Anyway, but eventually, you know, let's just say that we won't spoil it for anybody, but, you know, everything works out in the way that sitcoms do. We do get a wonderful cameo from the rapping granny from The Wedding Singer.
That's right.
She is the one who answers the door when Harvey's trick-or-treating with all of the children and his brother. So that was a fun little 90s moment.
Exactly.
And then I forgot that they did this on Sabrina. They would have a lot of musical guest stars. And
yeah,
it's 10,000 Maniacs, but it's post-Natalie Merchant 10,000 Maniacs.
It is, yeah.
So it's like, who cares?
We looked that up after watching it, and we're like, this is the new singer.
Which I looked it up. So this episode came out in 1997. Natalie Merchant left 10,000 Maniacs in 1993.
Yeah. And it was so weird that all the kids were saying, oh my gosh, I love them. They're the best. I was like,
I love non-Natalie Merchant 10,000 Maniacs. I know all their songs.
Yeah, exactly. I thought this was a stretch, whereas we're used to Sabrina getting the Goo Goo Dolls and Avril Lavigne and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears. Like,
and Phantom Planet.
Yeah.
And
yes, she'll eventually get all of them.
Yeah, and the Violent Femmes.
But what a weird show that they always had musical guests too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
they always had to be written into the plot.
And everybody was their biggest fan.
Yep. That's probably part of the contract deal.
Although, you know what? If I walked into a random house party tomorrow and somebody said, non-Natalie Merchant 10,000 Maniacs are playing right now, I'd be like, oh, cool. How'd you get them?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah. They're a real band.
Okay, so now let's talk about a little BMW.
Let's Boy Meets World it.
Yeah, Boy Meets World. Mm. We got season 5, episode 5.
So this is a good follow-up to the Sabrina episode because... does it also have to do with witchcraft?
It's called The Witches of Pembroke.
Yep.
So.
And it's a lovely little plot.
Before we even get into it, Boy Meets World famously had many, many theme songs. Boy Meets World, I don't think, ever had cold opens. Or they weren't known for having cold opens.
They didn't.
So, yeah. But Boy Meets World had a lot of different theme songs and intros. And this is my favorite. When this boy meets world. Traveling down the road that we call life. Where's what we're doing? Stand by
me. When this meets world. Also my favorite.
Yeah, so yeah, it's that era. So we've got the best of all Boy Meets World theme songs. It opens with Eric and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
They're roommates.
One of the Lawrence brothers.
Yeah, yeah. But I forgot who Jack even was to them. I forgot that he was supposed to be Sean's brother. His long-lost brother.
Yeah, his long-lost brother. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He's supposed to be his brother. So Eric and Jack.
And this is a rare episode where Sean Hunter has no scenes with Corey Matthews. Apparently it only happened 3 times in the whole show.
Yeah, this was a very heavy Eric and Jack episode and light on the Corey and Topanga and light on the Sean. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So the premise is Eric and Jack, they're roommates, I guess, with Sean, and then Corey and Topanga live with each other. Is that what was going on at that point?
I think Corey and Topanga have a dorm.
But they're not married yet.
No. It's a co-ed dorm,
and
though.
And they're roommates together?
It seems like they might live in the same dormitory, but maybe not the same room. I kind of forget, but that was a big part of the plot where everyone was like, scandalous, a co-ed dorm where boys and girls can go to the bathroom in the same occupational place. Like, oh my goodness, they're gonna have hijinks galore. It's Ally McBeal all over again.
Yeah. Vonda Shepard plays at the end of every episode. Yeah. Okay.
I think they were going for like Boy's World, they grow up.
So,
but yes, so in this situation, they have an off campus apartment, Eric, Jack, and I think Sean. Yeah.
And we learned that. Eric and Jack are single and ready to mingle. They're going out to the club. They step out into the hallway of their building. And who do we see but the lovely Millie, played by
DJ Tanner herself, Candace Cameron.
Yes, yes. And
probably fresh off of Full House a couple years.
Yeah, I would guess that she had been away from Full House long enough, but she wanted to still, you know, keep herself fresh in the public eye. And of course, she should. So this episode is only 21 minutes long.
She had platinum blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. She looked very different from DJ Tanner. And this character is very different than DJ Tanner, but still in a very TGIF way.
Oh. And different than Candace Cameron.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So this episode is only 21 minutes long. So at the 2-minute mark, Millie and Jack are smooching on the balcony. They just jump into this relationship very quickly. We have to establish Millie is interested in Jack. She's especially interested for some strange reason. In the balcony, and that his last name is Hunter. Those things are very important to her. Eric comes back from O'Doul's, the bar that he was trying to go to with Jack. He comes back like it's supposed to be, I don't know, like 5-10 minutes later. He's like, Jack, where are you? He pulls open the blinds. There's Jack and Millie smooching on the balcony. Jack is like, oh, you're back. And Eric goes, yeah, they turned O'Doul's into a Starbucks. I was like, that's such a 90s sitcom kind of line.
Yeah. They're like, I can't believe Starbucks replaced all of our fun hangout spots. But yeah, very 90s.
Yeah. And then it's very quickly established that Millie doesn't like Eric. Eric doesn't like Millie. Jack's caught in the middle. It's like the next morning.
And Sean's in it for the ride.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, in classic Sean fashion, he's just like, okay, cool. Sounds good.
Everything's great.
I'm glad I wasn't abandoned in a trailer park again, so.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But now it's like the next morning, and Eric and Jack are getting ready. We see they're stretching, but Millie comes to the door and she's like, "But I had plans for us." And then another classic Eric line, he goes, "We've been stretching for this jog since September. We're finally ready."
Yep. Can't do their rocky run now.
Yeah. So, they were going to run up the rocky steps because this show takes place in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Is that where is that where Rocky and Boy Meets World are set? Is Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think so. As far as I remember, Philadelphia, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because Corey's going to surprise Topanga with a trip to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the B plot. Yeah, so infamously, this is one of only 3 episodes where Sean and Corey don't get any bromance time.
Yeah, we have.
But Corey and Topanga are going to take a romantic getaway to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And
something about her parents, too.
They said their parents were like all out of town. So in my head, I'm like, why aren't you partying at your parents' house? Because now you have a whole house to yourself. Why do you then go on an airplane?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. But yeah. Here, I think, is the most important part of the episode. Feeny is there for them. He is there with all of his classic Feeny advice. Eric literally comes to Feeny's back door to ask for help. Feeny's like, I'm not going to let you into my house, but here's my advice.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect. It was a good way to keep Feeny involved. I think Corey even called him from
a cell phone in the plane. Again, we won't spoil anything else about the plot of this episode, other than it's a sitcom. It's all going to turn out a-okay for our gang.
Everything will be fine.
But
are there any other surprise cameos that connect the through line of the TGIF Halloween bash night?
Well, yeah. Before we get to that, I just have to say, I legitimately was laughing and laughing throughout this episode. So I know Boy Meets World has been on Disney Plus since the beginning, our dear friend Sid only got Disney Plus so he could watch Boy Meets World. I have nothing against Boy Meets World. I forgot how funny the show is, so I'm definitely going back. I'm going to watch Boy Meets World because I really enjoyed myself. And then the episode's over, yeah. But then they're doing the credits. And there's a during credits, post credits sequence.
Like a tag that it shows Eric hugging on.
He's embracing.
Like, you know, partially he's embracing a female, a beautiful bombshell blonde. And he's like, oh, I've just had like a hard time. We've been through some crazy stuff. And then he kind of like backs away. And then Melissa Joan Hart is there. And then he calls her Sabrina. She's playing Sabrina from Sabrina. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty funny because it tongue in cheek, this episode has been about witchcraft. And then you have the witch from the other TGIF show mm-hmm. show up.
Yeah. And Eric is like, yeah, I don't want to freak you out, but like, witches. And then she just kind of like laughs it off, and then she's like, oh, that's funny. And then they go inside the apartment, and then that's it.
Yep. And presumably they get married and have tons of kids, and they have a spinoff of their own called Melissa and Eric.
Oh, how funny would that. Eric would have been a great addition to Sabrina.
It would have been. And I do want you to remember the plot point where Sean is a frog, and okay. Then remember that for tomorrow's episode.
It's remembered. Everybody listening, you remember it too. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Daily Chit Chat.
All right. Yes. Bye. See you. Bye. 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 Bye.